This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Some works of art have the ability to evoke life itself, from joy to agony, from confusion and despair to hope. Such a work, by common consensus, is Mahler's Second Symphony, what the composer called his Resurrection Symphony. Mahler's Second opens the New Mexico Philharmonic's second season this weekend in Albuquerque. And leading the orchestra is the gentleman who closed the Philharmonic's first season, the distinguished conductor, Uriel Siegel. And Maestro Siegel is with us this morning at KUNM. Maestro, welcome.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Very nice to have you back in Albuquerque.
Yes, it's my own pleasure.
It is entirely appropriate, I think, that this weekend's concerts should come so shortly after the anniversary of September 11th. Mahler's Second Symphony really is dealing with issues that that anniversary raises.
My own inclination is to separate music from politics. Although this major traumatic event is beyond politics, Mahler's Resurrection is finally a very optimistic piece of music. Yes, it talks about the fact that we were not born for nothing, and there is a sense in our life, which is probably the afterlife.
He does take us on quite a journey to get to that sense of hope and sense of resurrection at the end.
Right. The first movement is really actually like a funeral march. It's slow and solemn and has a sense of a lot of agitation, which describes Mahler's attitude to life in general, because, I mean, maybe no other composer went into the psyche of the human being so deeply as Mahler did. It's connected to your words at the beginning. The second movement is like a pastoral in a very gemütlich kind of way, you know. Right. The third movement is a scherzo, and it also depicts maybe life in different ways, including some irony, some sarcasm. And then comes another song called Urlicht. How would you translate it in English? It's like the primeval light. And it describes a person trying to get into heaven. And there is a little angel that prevents him to enter, but he insists and wants to go in. And from then on, Mahler goes into the resurrection. And the last movement, which is a huge, it's like Beethoven Ninth. Actually, the whole symphony is modeled after Beethoven Ninth, with the chorus taking part in the last movement, and talking about the resurrection, and in a very positive, spiritual way, saying that life is not for vain, but it has a purpose. The music has lots of changes of atmosphere, tempo. It deals with great extremes. The orchestral sounds are fascinating. So I think anybody who would come to listen to this piece would immediately be caught up by all these wonderful sounds. And Mahler should be considered as the first modern composer, really. Mahler appeals to the modern man. And I'm sure that people will find it very a personal experience listening to this music.
Maestro Uriel Siegel leads the New Mexico Philharmonic, the New Mexico Symphonic Chorus, and guest vocalists in Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, tomorrow, Saturday at 6 at Popejoy Hall, and Sunday at 2 at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets to both concerts, go to nmphil.org. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Maestro.
My pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.